This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The teen girl that authorities say fired into a crowd outside a Denver bar last month was arrested in California yesterday. The girl is being held for 8 counts of investigation of first-degree attempted homicide. Denver police say the FBI and a task force in L.A. helped with the case. 5 people were injured in the shooting on Market Street, but all survived their injuries. The Denver District Attorney's Office will determine charges. Colorado Republican Ken Buck doesn't regret his opposition to Jim Jordan's bid for Speaker. After 3 failed votes, House Republicans decided to look for a new nominee. Buck is confident there is someone who can get 217 Republican votes.
Now we get to candidates that don't have as much institutional opposition, and I think we stand a better chance of getting someone elected.
Some Jordan supporters were unhappy with the outcome. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert blamed appropriators for Jordan losing the gavel, calling them, quote, the deepest of the swamp creatures. A multimedia music production called Song of Pueblo will be performed with an orchestra and in large venues for the first time. Producer Deborah Espinoza says she's told many audiences at previous performances that she thinks Pueblo is the most historic town in Colorado.
They should pay attention to that. They might have a lot more than we have in general terms, but they'll never have our history.
The musical narration covers the history of southeastern Colorado's indigenous and immigrant peoples. It's being presented at Pueblo's Memorial Hall this weekend. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.